Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome, welcome. It is our fourth and final hour this afternoon. We got ourselves a home run derby. Do we 16 home runs for Javier Baez so far in the first round. He's talking to Schwarber right now, who already went. Max Muncy is going to be up next. I haven't heard any of these calls. Maybe tomorrow we should have some... Can we get some foreign-born home run derby calls?
Is that possible?
Well, you know they're doing this in multiple languages.
That's true.
Chris Berman used to do it in a different language. Love this time of year. It's a time where we can really start looking at baseball and concentrating on it and focusing on it. And we don't have anything else to really distract us in the sports world but the nonsense, the other things, other NBA stories that pop up. Tomorrow, we're going to have our Summer League Championship game. Tonight is the semifinals. It's Cavs versus Lakers, Grizzlies versus Blazers on the other end of the bracket. You can watch it all on ESPN2 if so inclined. Someone says, Damon, you going to mention Schwarber's home run total? I would, but I don't have it.
Right now I'm looking it up.
Thank you very much. We're stalling. Thanks for calling us out, text line. You're the best.
Live radio.
You're the best. The A's took the first two at AT&T Park. They're going to be waiting to take more when the series shifts to Oakland. You can take more friends to the game in Oakland on Saturday for a cheaper amount than probably ever. $10 tickets are going to be made available. Mount Davis opening for Saturday's game. There's going to be limited food options, $2 hot dogs, nachos, peanuts, bottled water, and soda. There will be regularly priced beer, of course.
16, Kyle Schwarber and Javi Baez.
Oh, so they tied.
They tied, yeah.
First two guys tied. Anyone else go? Did someone else lead it off, or did Schwarber lead it off? I just sort of looked up.
I think that's all we've had so far.
Oh, Bregman also went. Schwarber beat him out by one. All right. Thank you very much. Well done. Guy here on the text line says, hey, Damon, who won the Tour de France? Oh, we don't know yet. We still have an awful lot of Tour de France and to do before we know that. But stick around because we will have a Tour de France update to get you all caught up on this race that you're obviously sitting on the edge of your seat for. We'll do that coming up. We do know officially who won the Cup of the Mundo.
Copa Mundial.
That too.
Hernández que pasa por aquí o por allá. Va Hernández, buena pelota para Mbappé. La quiere Griezmann, Mbappé. Al arco, gol!
Seconds.
Wow.
De Francia! Kylian Mbappé lo hizo. Francia empieza a acariciar el título de campeón. Argentino!
Also from over the weekend, how about Serena Williams? Very impressive what she's done. Did she win it?
No, I don't think she did.
She didn't win it?
No, she didn't. But she got to the final.
It's amazing. That's really amazing. She is, hands down, one of the single greatest... The Williams sisters are probably more successful than the Manning brothers in terms of like first family of sports in the last 20-something years. It's amazing.
She's impressive.
What she have? She gave birth...
10 months ago.
10 months ago, suffered complications post that.
Very
surgery
scary.
Happened. Yeah, it's pretty amazing that she's just like, all right, I'm going to take that berth and rub it off like a high ankle sprain and just get right back to it.
No big deal. Back in action, and I'm going to go to the Wimbledon finals this year. That's very impressive. Good for her.
Very impressive. Also impressive, the amount of money NFL teams make. I think you already knew that, but every now and then we get to really look inside the NFL's books, and it's because, and we would not have this information unless the Green Bay Packers weren't owned by the city of Green Bay. But because this is public information, there's a lot of people who own the Packers. This is information that any NFL team, like if it were just, you know, this information would go to Jed York. Jed York would keep it private because Jed York's the owner. But there's thousands of owners of the Green Bay Packers. Packers revenue for the fiscal year ended March 31st. It was $454.9 million, $13.5 million more than last year. So, NFL business down? Not according to business. Expenses were up about $50 million, but revenue benefited from adding additional money from shared national television contracts and growth in local income, largely as a result of a new sponsorship agreement, which they have. Titletown has opened up, so on and so forth. They got new stands, new revenue there. The Packers have 360,760 owners. Holding 5.02 million shares, which are not traded and are rarely sold. The team reported the net income of $38.6 million, $34.2 million less than last year. But the year's net income included $27 million worth of relocation fees. Thanks a lot, Rams, Chargers, and Raiders. In other words, the net income is down, but it's only because this year they're not whacking up who gets to move prices. So even though the profit isn't as much, they're still doing just as brisk business. National revenue. This is a check that every NFL team gets before they play a game, before they sell a ticket. You get $255.9 million. There is no incentive to win a game. There is none. There's no incentive to go out and win a game.
So it's even before one game is played?
Before one game is played, you get a check for $255.9 million. Whether you go 16-0
or not,
or 0-16, you're looking at 255.9. Everything else on top of that is just gravy.
Wow.
Television revenue increases about 5% annually and it's shared equally among the league's 32 teams. So if the Packers got 255.9, so did the Raiders.
The Browns.
So did the Browns. So did the Niners. So did your Los Angeles Chargers, Gianna, your favorite football team ever. Got a guy here on the text line says, Damon, Jed York is CEO, not the owner. What is the last name of the family that owns the team?
I'm going to go with York.
Don't ever try to be so accurate, you're going to stumble over the facts. Jed York might not say it on his business card, but Jed York is all day and night long the owner of the San Francisco 49ers.
But his mom and his dad,
yeah. You think they're going to sell? Just going to select some guy walking out of Great America one day and be like, you know what? We're going Willy Wonka. We just wanted to give it away to somebody who loved it. I don't think that's going to happen. I think Jed York is pretty much certain to put this team in his back pocket one day.
Yeah.
Don't let a title get in the way of the facts.
It's in the family.
La Familia. LeBron James, he's got a new family. That family wears $500 shorts, apparently. Made his first appearance at Summer League to support his new Laker teammates. He arrived in style, very expensive. LeBron showed up wearing a pair of throwback Laker shorts which you can get yourself for the low, low price of $500. Get out of here.
Wow.
Get out of here. These particular shorts, because LeBron wore them, are already sold out. You're going to have to wait for there to be restocked before you get your hands on them. But I'm going to tell you right now, do not ever, ever buy a pair of $500 shorts. Go to Target. Go to Kmart. Buy any pair of yellow shorts you want. How about this? You can get for less than the unofficial but designer Laker shorts than $500. You can own an entire authentic Laker uniform for less than that. The jersey and the shorts, I believe. Or you could just get the LeBron shorts.
And why are they so expensive? Because they're throwback?
I think they're,
I don't know.
Like, I think they're expensive because LeBron put them around his junk.
Because he wore them?
I don't know. They reminded me of the shorts that Steph Curry was wearing at the parade. Those shorts that he wore were fashioned out of an old Warriors jersey.
Yes.
So maybe you put that much tailoring into it, turning a jersey into shorts. It's now $500.
There's kind of a story behind that, too. I mean, I guess there's a story here as well.
But it doesn't matter because, look.
It's a lot of money on pair of shorts.
And here's the thing. Like, the ultimate compliment. Gianna, when I bought my beautiful wife her engagement ring, I wanted to get her a ring that she would be proud of, one that she could, in a very unbougie way, show off a little bit. You know, I wanted her to look at it and say, well, this is going to be life appropriate.
Yeah.
The rest of my way. This is really, really, really nice. And you want to spend a little bit of money on an engagement ring for a girl that you love deeply, because a lot of people are going to look at it. And look, that's not where love comes from. You don't have to. But if you can, I suggest you do, because it will be a center of pride for your chosen partner. It will be something that she and her girls all get to lean over and go, oh, it's so sparkly and it's so pretty. And girls do that an awful lot.
Well, and you wear it every single day.
Every day for the rest of your life.
It's going to get its use.
Exactly. Every day for the rest of your life. You spend this much amount of money on a pair of shorts? The greatest compliment you can get is nice shorts. That's it. You can never take it beyond that. You can never go further. How excited can you possibly get about a pair of shorts? Nice shorts. It's like nice socks.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, but when you have that kind of money, it doesn't matter. I mean, I'm all about, you know, you got your style, you got your fashion, it's your thing. It's all good. LeBron's very specific about that stuff, clearly, as we've seen.
$500 shorts is a huge douchebag move. I'm glad I said it, and I'm sticking to it.
It's expensive.
888-957-9570 is your number. I would like to give you a chance to win $1,000. As a matter of fact, I'm going to do that in just a little bit, so stay tuned. And I'll also let you know that we have moved up our etiquette.
Our etiquette segment?
Our etiquette segment is going to happen right after the break. Robert Latall needs to join us at 6:30 tonight, so we're going to do that. We were going to go... did I go opposite? Was that...
Yeah, so Robert's coming on at 6:30.
Oh, Robert's coming on at 6:30. Yes.
Okay, 6:20.
So etiquette will be 6:30.
Oh, no, wait. He's back. You know, it would have been the right etiquette to let me know that during the last commercial break.
Just happened.
That's okay.
So we're back on track, everyone.
Oh.
Robert Latall.
We're going to keep the schedule, which is lovely because etiquette is really important, and it's a big, thick, fat, hairy thing that I brought an entire book on. Peggy Post, The Definitive Guide to Manners, completely revised and updated. This is originally from Emily Post's, and Emily Post is the most trusted name in etiquette.
She is the guru of etiquette.
The first edition was published in 1922, so an awful lot of this is from almost 100 years ago. We will see what still applies to modern society. We're going to get into the when do you go for the kiss on the back of the wrist move. That's really tough to pull off in 2018 if you can still get away with that. If you can still get away with the enchanté move, God bless. You are a total,
that's a special person.
Total special person. You are unique. You light up a room. So we're going to get into everyday etiquette. And then a little bit later on tonight, Gianna, chapter 8. Hold on.
So is this, well, go ahead.
You and your job.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's important. That's important.
You and your job. Do you have the right amount of etiquette? We're going to have all that for you. Stay tuned. We're having fun this fourth and final hour here on 95.7 The Game. If you want to know how you're going to win $1,000, well, just listen.
You're listening to the Damon Bruce Show on 95.7 The Game.
Hey, Damon, if I win that $1,000 cash contest, you know what that means? Two pairs of LeBron shorts.
Bargain.
Hey, Damon, dudes are wearing Gucci belts. You just can't see them most of the time. Yeah, keep your Gucci where I can't see it. Not interested. Keep your European carry-all and your $40,000 handbag where it doesn't bother me. Robert Latall is the CEO of Black Sports Online, one of my absolute favorite websites. I don't think I would want to do my show without checking it on a near daily basis. There's something interesting that he's got that no one else is on, and we're going to talk to him about all of those things here before we get into our etiquette lessons a little bit later on. Right now, we got Robert Latall joining us. It's good to have you, buddy. How are you?
Good. I mean, what, you don't want to pay $500 for some glorified basketball shorts? I'm shocked. I'm so shocked.
What the hell is that? I mean, I don't get it. He's got a $500 shorts. He's got a $40,000 handbag. Like, which do you think is the bigger man code violation?
I think the $500 shorts. They're basketball shorts. You can get them from Walmart for like $9.99 and put a Laker sign on it. But here's the thing that's crazy thing about it. People see that. You know what they do? They go spend their hard-earned money and spend $500 on basketball shorts just to say they have the same ones that LeBron has. That's why everybody goes broke.
And why would you want to dress like another man just to be like, oh, LeBron and I have the same shorts, Taylor? Weird.
Hey, it's the same reason people get their face chopped up to look like a Kardashian. I can't call it.
Robert, so LeBron is now in L.A., and look, you know, you're in L.A., and I'm sure that you have seen in your time there that athletes will never move the needle in L.A. like the movie stars do, but this one does feel a little bit different. If there ever was an athlete that could run with A-listers, it is LeBron. Our Laker game's about to get, dare I say, even more glamorous.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he was just out there with Leonardo DiCaprio and Al Pacino. I was like, oh, we're remaking Carlito's Way. What's going on right now? And I think in the end, yeah, basketball is important to LeBron James. But I think you can really tell that the reason that he's in Los Angeles right now, a little bit of it is basketball, but a lot of it is his family and to be able to hang out with these Hollywood types 24/7. I mean, they're not coming to Cleveland.
No, they're not. They never come to Cleveland. I was thinking, though, you know, LeBron, he had so much cachet in Cleveland. I mean, the Nike billboard of him turned into one of the biggest tour spots and tour attractions in all the city of Cleveland. Like, they already started vandalizing the murals the day after they're painted in L.A. It's got to feel a little different.
Well, see, that's the difference between being a big fish in a little pond and a big fish in a big ocean. I mean, the Pacific Ocean, to be exact. So LeBron, if you didn't know by now, he knows that, you know, you're sharing the spotlight in L.A. LeBron walking down the street, yeah, he'd get a reaction, but it's not the same if he was walking down the street in Cleveland. I mean, we see people, it's probably like 3,000 celebrities walking past me right now. Hell, I'm a celebrity. People are stopping me in the street. So it is, maybe that's what he wanted, though. Maybe he wanted to not feel like he was in a box. Because when you're in a place like Cleveland and you're the main star, you almost can feel smothered. I think you can feel more like you'd be like yourself, which is a super, super duper star with the rest of the superstars and Hollywood types out here.
So Tristan Thompson and Chloe are going to couples therapy, and I only know this because I look at your website far too often, Robert, than I care to admit. Why are they going to couples therapy? I mean, what is there to really uncover on the other than the fact he likes to sleep around with many women and she is only one woman and the many beat the one in that scenario?
Well, I think it's twofold. I think Chloe, you know, just has hard luck with men. I mean, obviously we know what happened with Lamar Odom and James Harden. So she's going to, you know, basically stay with Tristan Thompson no matter what he does. And if you're Tristan Thompson, you have to do it because there's no more LeBron in Cleveland. So honestly, are we even talking about Tristan Thompson if he's not with a Kardashian right now? So he has to go ahead and go to couples therapy and be on lockdown and give all the passwords up. Because as soon as he loses to Kardashian, he just becomes like a random player in the NBA that nobody really cares about. So it's weird because he's still talking to the thought rides, as I like to call it. So he's still got the side girls on the side, but it's weird, but, you know, it's Hollywood. And once again, this is L.A. This is how it works.
Well, since we're talking about side girls, let's talk about one of the all-time Hall of Fame first ballot side chicks, Amber Rose. She keeps sliding down that dating profile poll, man. She really does. First it was Kanye, then it was Kyrie Irving, and now she's dating Monty Morris of the Denver Nuggets. Like, is she aware of how much her stock is falling?
Look, you went from, you know, what, your Hall of Famer to, you know, All-Star. Now you're with a G League guy. And, hey, no knock on him, you know, getting into the G League is an accomplishment. But I think what happens is just like when an athlete gets old, you know, they don't want to give him the big contract anymore. He doesn't quite have the celebrity status that he used to because he's old. I think the same thing happens with IG models. I mean, once they start hitting 30, they're like running backs in the NFL. Their value goes way down. Right now, she's basically a 30-year-old running back. She's Adrian Peterson right now. So that's who Amber Rose is. She was on top, and now she's Adrian Peterson and can't even get a minimum deal.
I will give her this. She pulls off that shaved head look as well as any girl has ever pulled it off.
Hey, if you go with if you're wearing a shaved head and you're a woman, you kind of have to be attractive or it doesn't, you know, work. So, you know, I don't want to look at somebody next to me with the same haircut. I mean, they got to be really attractive to pull out the fade.
No doubt about it. No doubt about it. Robert Latall, CEO of Black Sports Online. You know, I always love your website because you're covering what's cool in sports. And I feel like tonight's a good night to ask you a question about how cool Major League Baseball still is or isn't. How many baseball stories have you pushed across your website this year? Just
not
off the
lot,
top of your head.
Guys, which is not a lot. I mean, maybe, I don't know, maybe 20 or 30. I don't know. It's not like the NBA where we can literally drop 35, you know, stories about the NBA in one day, or the NFL when there's always some sort of controversy going on. I mean, Major League Baseball, I hate to say it, it's a niche sport. It's like boxing. You know, like boxing and MMA and UFC. It's like, yeah, they got like their diehards, but they don't cross over the same way as soccer does. So soccer, I'll put it to you like this. We did more World Cup stories in 2 weeks than we've done MLB stories entire 2018. I just put it to you like that.
That's something else. It really is. I mean, I look at baseball and I just see them squandering star power on almost every roster. There's a guy who should be more of a household name than he is. And I also think it all starts basically with Mike Trout. I mean, imagine if we just didn't talk about Mickey Mantle. I mean, imagine that.
Right. It's weird. It's like they don't embrace the things that young people really like. You know, they don't embrace social media. They don't embrace the cool, you know, the cool ad campaigns and stuff like that. It's generic. And you're like I look at Mike Trout, and you know what I see? I mean, obviously he's a great, great, great player, but he's just so bland. he's vanilla ice cream. Like, we need a little chocolate, you need a little cherry, you need a little cookies and cream. And right now, Major League Baseball is just standardized vanilla, which is nothing wrong with that, but, you know, it's not getting me too excited to go to Baskin-Robbins.
No doubt about it. By the way, they're just closing another Baskin-Robbins here in the city. I think we're down to two in the Bay Area now.
Man, they're closing everything. Baskin-Robbins, Toys R Us, Blockbuster. All my youth is going down here. That means I'm getting old.
Yeah,
I'm vanilla now.
It does. It means we're all getting old.
Well, I'm chocolate, I guess. Not vanilla, I'm chocolate.
So let me ask you, as a guy self-proclaimed chocolate, I've always thought you reasonable, incredibly reasonable, on topics of racial outrage, where you take a breath where I think someone would assume that a guy who ran a website called Black Sports Online, you would be first to rush to judgment. But you're not like that. Your Midwestern sensibilities are always around you, Robert. So I have to ask you about a serious, I guess, issue. It's not, I mean, I don't know how serious fake sports are, but Hulk Hogan, is getting back into the WWE circle of love. He is certainly on record saying deplorable, nasty, racial things. I know you are also an unapologetic fan of the WWE. How do you and where do you stand on Hulk Hogan being allowed to return to the circle of love?
It's one of those situations where I don't want to ever become a person that's so jaded that I can't give anybody second chances. Because then your life is just miserable because you're mad. You'll be mad at everything all the time. I mean, obviously, I know exactly what he said, and I've been following wrestling and Hulk Hogan since I was a small child. Only Hulk Hogan knows how he really feels right now. If it was a mistake, if he really feels like he's changed, if he's a different person. If that's all true, then, you know, hey, people deserve second chances. But it's something that is always going to stay with him, and that's something that he's always going to have to deal with, especially when it comes to black wrestlers and black wrestling fans. Am I going to lose sleep over it? Am I going to, you know, march and protest? No, because, you know, what do we say that we want people to do when this? We want them to listen. We want them to understand. We want them to know why that word hurts us so much. And he's saying that he believes that. Now, did he just do it so he can get back into the WWE? Only he knows that. If he did it just to get back into WWE, and he's still talking that way in private, then, you know, what's going to come to him is going to come to him in karma. But, you know, if he honestly believes it and understands now, you know, why so many people feel that way, then, you know, I'm not going to argue and yell and scream and fight with people about it every time he shows up at the WWE. It kind of reminds me a little bit of the NFL. Like, the NFL does stuff that I don't like, but I still watch the NFL. I'm not going to let one person, one league, one action, and, you know, kill my enjoyment over something that I actually find entertaining. And that's what I always try to tell people when they say, well, why don't you boycott the WWE? Why don't you boycott the NFL? Why should I suffer because of their bad action?
Right.
Why am I suffering myself? I like to watch this stuff. So why am I going to suffer? So that's kind of how I feel on that. Hopefully that explains it. I don't want to get too long-winded, but it's definitely a – it's not a subject that you could just, you know, explain or talk about in a couple of minutes. It's very complicated.
No, and I love the nuanced answer. But I do think it is so simple when you put it like this and you just simply say, I'm not going to let you turkeys ruin my Sunday. I know what I like to do on Sunday.
Right. And here's the thing. I think sometimes as black people and African Americans, we feel like things have to be either or. Like you said, nuance is a very important word. I can sit there and say, you know, Hulk Hogan was wrong and this bothered me and still be able to watch a WWE pay-per-view. I know Vince McMahon and Linda McMahon have been, you know, Republicans for a very long time. And, you know, we know these things about what they've done with Colin Kaepernick and things like that. But here's the thing, who do you punish? Like, why are you punishing yourself? Why am I punishing people like Daniel Bryan and other wrestlers that I actually like and I know that are good people because of what this one person did? So that's why I always say I'm not going to ever let anyone take my joy away by their own actions. I'm going to speak about it. I'm always going to be vocal about it. And I'm always going to be unapologetically pro-black because that's who I am. But I'm not going to let it kill my enjoyment for entertainment.
The CEO of Black Sports Online, a friend, Robert Latall, here on 95.7 The Game. And I got to give full credit here to my text line who just came up with the single best idea to save Major League Baseball. Are you ready?
What?
You would go with this would be front page stuff on your website. Are you ready?
Yes.
To save Major League Baseball, Amber Rose needs to start dating Mike Trout.
It'll happen. I tell you right now, that'll get more MLB coverage than anything they've done in the last 5 years.
Since the Cubs winning the World Series, that would be the biggest story in baseball.
Right. When last Major League Baseball story you saw TMZ or E! Entertainment? Then we need to get – that's what you need. You need a little off-the-field stuff. Though. That's what makes sports interesting. Give us the full package. It's 2018. It's not just stick to sports. It's stick to IG models as well.
And on that note, what can we do but say thank you very much. Great talking to you as always.
All right. I appreciate you guys. You have a good day. I'm just leaving a Hollywood premiere, the Equalizer 2. I'm Hollywood too.
Okay, so I loved the first Equalizer. So here's a funny thing. I actually liked the old show with the English guy. Like, my grandparents used to watch that, and I watched it, and I thought, all right, my grandparents like this. I like it too. It's a good, like, weekly hero show.
Yeah.
Denzel took it to the next level, though. I love the stopwatch, how he's, like, he's like an idiot savant.
Yeah, the way I like to explain it is the black Jason Bourne without, you know, the memory loss.
That is the best explanation. That is your elevator pitch, without a doubt. Let us know how you like the second one. The good ones, the first one's a tough act to follow.
Yeah, I will give you a little bit of you're going to like it. If you go see it, I think you're going to like the second one, too.
Thank you very much. He's never steering you wrong. Robert Littal, Black Sports Online. Denzel.
I know. Well, you can't go wrong with little Denzel.
Good movie.
Said no one ever. So.
Yeah, right. Have you seen Equalizer?
I have not.
Did you see it?
No,
it's good.
I'm going to watch it for sure.
It's good.
I saw Jurassic World this weekend.
Was not good.
Meh. Save your money.
Totally.
So, the formula for success isn't less story, more dinosaurs.
The exact same movie you saw already. So, by the way, you did miss some baseball news that happened over the weekend. Justin Verlander and Kate Upton are expecting a baby.
What?
And she announced it on Instagram, and he sent her the sweetest message. So, there's that.
Really?
Yes. Sorry, Damon.
So, they're like officially a couple.
Yeah, well, they are married.
All right. Damn it. Congratulations.
Little baby Verlander coming.
Sucks. I know there's one woman who's not going to be sending a gift. Isn't that right, Elena?
Right. Elena does not like Justin Verlander.
She hates Justin Verlander.
We don't hate Kate Upton.
How could you?
Yeah, exactly.
I got two reasons why you should take her into your heart. Hold on tight.
Is that in the etiquette book?
No, but I'm glad you brought it up because I do want to get to the etiquette book, which we've been advertising all day long. Again, once again, here we go, etiquette book. It's not a pamphlet. It's large. So, Gianna, I thought we would start with greetings. It's one of the toughest greetings. Of course, I will read the etiquette book, only looking to push the envelope okay. of etiquette. Let's start with some basic questions, shall we?
Yes.
When meeting someone, should you kiss, hug, or touch?
Touch.
Comfort levels regarding physical greetings vary greatly, so rushing forward to kiss or hug a casual or new acquaintance might cause the person real discomfort. In a diverse society, it's also difficult to know the many cultural and religious traditions and prohibitions involving physical contact, including restrictions based on gender. It's wise to limit touching to the offer of your hand unless you're absolutely sure the person will welcome a more intimate gesture. Other than handshaking, touching of any sort in business situations, especially between men and women who are superiors or subordinates, can be misinterpreted as harassment and cover serious repercussions.
Okay, so put your hand out to handshake, and that's about it, unless the other person goes in for something a little more intimate.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, okay. Well, all right, that makes sense. By the way, this is 1922, you said? So has this been updated since with, like, newer things?
Yeah, I'm guessing they just didn't
Right, I mean, they've added...
Chunk it out again. Yes, this is an update. Well, so...
Okay.
This is from Peggy Post, who I'm guessing is the daughter of Emily Post, the queen of etiquette. So I've always wanted to know, how can you pull off the two-cheek...
Like when you go to, like, France.
Right.
That's how people say hello to you.
How do you pull that off?
How do you, Damon?
Not at work, apparently.
That's pretty obvious.
Is the best piece of advice I can give you. So how does the two-cheek or European greeting kiss work? Well, kissing both cheeks is a traditional greeting in much of Europe, in cultures influenced by European traditions and in the Middle East, where kissing and physical contact in greeting is limited to people of the same gender. Kissing is usually accompanied by an embrace, which may be closer or involve only arm touching. While they're facing and hugging, each person turns his head a bit, offering one cheek to the other. It's usually accompanied by a warm greeting and air kisses, more than actually planted kisses.
Have you ever been in that situation and you both turn your head the same way and that's pretty, like you're almost
and
about to kiss?
Now you kiss?
Yeah.
No.
Really?
That's never happened to me.
That's happened to me.
I don't have an awful lot of double cheek greetings.
Really?
Yeah. No, it doesn't happen a lot. It does just... Do you get a double cheek greeting a lot?
Well, I get like... like a kiss greeting, like on the cheek, and you just kind of turn your cheek one way, anticipating where it's the direction, and then all of a sudden it's like, oh, hello.
You know, it's funny. I think that back in the day, like I had a friend of mine who was, see, you can't even make this argument because it sounds creeper right off the bat. And it really wasn't. A buddy of mine got away with like the hand kit, the enchanté, like every time. He got away with it all the time, to the point where I saw girl after girl like eat it up. Like, oh, what a gentleman. They don't treat, you know, no one raises kids like that anymore. And it really worked for him, but he got it.
Someone on the text line, Tony in Oakland, says he uses the hand kissing in social situations with females quite often. Maybe it's unique, so girls get a little like, oh, wow, this is nice. This is different.
It's a bold move.
It is a bold move, but sometimes bold is better.
I feel like the guy has to definitely have some swagger, you know?
You can't just be some.
Oh, you can't.
Meh guy. You have to know how to do it.
Yeah, you can't stumble into the Benny Hill theme and look to pull that off.
Yeah,
it's got to be a certain guy.
Totally,
like Tony in Oakland.
Yeah, I'm sure Tony in Oakland is that kind of
on
guy.
On point.
There you go.
So you never tried it, Damon?
I bet there's one guy who could pull it off.
Oh man.
One guy here at the station.
Oh man.
No, no.
No, no. Oh, no, no, no.
What happens if you go in for the double cheek and you get a Heisman? Like, you can't even be friends anymore. Like, you can't even share the room. You have to basically leave
that
the building.
Change things.
If you get the Heisman right in the middle of your chest when you're going in for the double cheek, you got to go. It's a gots to go situation.
It's like you're out. What else?
Yeah, and by the way, this is a very good point. Gianna, only girls get the kiss-kiss problem.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, there's not a... I've never walked into a room.
I am a girl, so that's my experience.
I never walked into a single room in my life and have been like, ah, I'm getting smothered in European greetings. I just, ah. Ooh, Schwarber, round two. At-bats will resume in 27 seconds. I have no idea what the new... He needs 9 more home runs, Kyle Schwarber does, to reach the finals.
That's your guy.
I will kiss him on both cheeks.
Are you going in for the beso?
Want Kyle Schwarber? Kyle Schwarber. Oh.
So today was the European greeting, a very tough thing to pull off. If you can, it's amazing you're still employed in 2018, and more power to you. You are Rico Suave, wherever you are. Tomorrow is our etiquette series will continue. Our etiquette series will continue tomorrow. You and your job.
Oh, wow. Wow.
How to not get fired at work.
Well, that actually could be helpful.
With the European kiss. How about this? You and your job probably requires you forgetting every dare I made about the European kiss today. Don't do that at work.
Don't do it.
NSFW, the European greeting. Mm. Not safe for work. Mm-mm. Don't do that.
So handshakes are appropriate.
Handshakes are appropriate.
And just try not to touch, period.
Damon, do you remember Aaron Andrews and 50 Cent? He went in for the kiss on the cheek. She turned it on him. Yes, I do. And that happened at the Indianapolis 500. That's how much I remember that great call. There is an example of the Heisman getting thrown out. On national TV, too.
Yeah.
It did not go well.
That's awkward.
Have we heard from Fitty since? I don't know. 888-957-9570. Any tips on etiquette that you might have? You feel you need to get past here and into us before the end of the show today? We'll certainly have that. But again, tomorrow coming up, you and your job etiquette lessons. Thanks to the Damon Bruce Show.
Now back to the Damon Bruce Show on 95.7 The Game.
There is so much feedback on etiquette that I'm drowning in it here on 95.7 The Game's text line. It's pretty amazing. First of all, let's start with the good stuff, saying, I know one guy who could get away with the double kisses.
That's fine.
Yeah, he probably could. Certainly with this host anyways. Damon, I only kiss the cheek of the older women at my church, but that's because they raised me and I'm allowed to.
No, that's nice.
Conceptually, Damon, I don't like skin to skin. I'm a fan of bowing.
Bowing?
That comes up tomorrow in our you and your job, because I never really, I,
bow?
I always thought that the bow was very cool. I always thought that the Asian culture bow, it's respectful. It's okay. A germ-free action of respectful. You don't even touch the other person. The whole presentation of the business card is like next level over there with the bow thrown in.
Okay.
I would do that. A little respect. It's nice. Let's take a couple calls here. We'll wrap up today's show. How about Ange in Oakland? He wants to talk a little etiquette. What's going on?
What's up, Dave? How are you and the crew doing today?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you, sir?
I'm good, man. It was a good day. As far as the kissing and the double kissing and the cheek to cheek, I reserve that for elderly ladies, man, because it make them feel good. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
And then, like making somebody a little bit older feel a little bit younger. See, as I'm getting a little bit older, I like when young girls look at me and be like, hi. You know what I mean?
I know exactly what you mean. I bet you you're a player at the nursing home, Ange.
Well, hey, man, boy, don't get me started. For real. I'm glad my wife ain't in the car because that's going to be my second profession, man. You know what I mean? For real.
And you are the best.
I got to thank for keeping old people happy, man. God bless them because they teach us everything we need to know, but we just don't want to listen to them.
No, I agree with you, man. There's
and that kiss on the hand. That kiss on the hand thing, I only do that to women that speak another language because then they think I'm, think I got a little savoir faire, but not. You know what I mean?
You got so much savoir faire. Oh, dude, they can't even sell the savoir faire.
My wife makes me bow to her every morning when we get up. And she's Asian. You know, I like that. That's definitely respect, but
yeah,
you know, I like it when she sends me kisses.
You're the man, Ange. Thank you very much. Have a great day. Tell Mrs. Ange we said hello. With a kiss on both cheeks. Mwah, mwah, for Mrs. Ange. Sean is in Antioch. Sean, what do you got on etiquette?
Hey, man. Damon, I've been listening to you for like 10 plus, man. And I've always wanted to call. You know what I'm saying? Now, I'm a little bit older than you. I'm a 1971 baby. But I'm going to tell you something. I'm talking about 2, 3, 4, 5 years old. Etiquette. In my family is from your grandmother to your mama to all the aunts and cousins and all the elders that you have. When a woman walks in the room, you stand up.
Oh,
that's nice.
And you rush to seat her. I'm talking about from grandpa on down to 5-year-old. Somebody better rush to seat her.
It's the gentlemanly thing to do. You know what I'm still really good at? And I'll tell you, my grandfather would be very proud of me because my grandfather taught me two lessons. He said, never hesitate to be the man to extend his hand in a handshake and never, ever, ever hesitate to be the man who opens the door.
That's nice. That's great advice.
Exactly. But you know, the second step is you always greet a woman with a kiss on the hand. That's just the way that I was taught by even the ladies in my family. It's just, you know, from picking up the fork, a certain fork, spoon, all that type of stuff. Forget all that. We learn that. But you always greet a woman with the kiss on the hand. I've known that, and you open doors. I've known that since I was a child. Where it got weird is as you get older, and that's something that you do, you know, you had to kind of learn for a woman to be receptive. I'm talking about in my teenage years too.
Oh yeah. Look, it's a difficult thing to pull off. And Sean, thank you very much for the call and for listening for all these years. It's a difficult thing to pull off, especially with the climate that we're in right now, where people are almost looking to be offended and everyone wants to be treated equally at all times. And, you know, I've seen a woman get offended that someone went out of the way to open a door for her.
Well, I mean, there's chivalrous.
I know, but I want to walk up to her and be like, hey, if you're wondering why chivalry died, you're helping to kill it by being the don't get the door for me. Like, that's, you know.
I love when people open the door for me.
Oh, I love when people open the door for me.
I open the door for the next person behind me, too, whether it's a guy or a girl. I mean, I think
the
it's
same
just
way.
Being nice and kind and polite and, you know, chivalry is nice sometimes. It's okay.
Damon, when is the Richard Dawson appropriate? Only when you're hosting Family Feud. We all know we know the answer to that. So did Richard. That's why he hosted it for so long.
Yep.
Omar, San Francisco, final call of the day, Omar. What do you got?
What's something, man. I think for all etiquette in general, it always starts with a hello and a smile, guy or girl. That changes everybody's day. But, like, you know, I think the best etiquette can be displayed is, like, at church. Because, you know, sometimes when you go to church, I don't know if you guys go to church, but, like, when we go to church, right, you know, there's this part where they greet peace be with you.
Oh, yeah. It used to be my favorite part.
Yeah, you do the peace be with you, but sometimes some people are coughing, some people are sketchy, some people look weird, you know, and you don't want to be rude, so you do the hello, smile, you do a little bow, you know, when you don't really want to touch anybody. I know a lot of people like to extend their hand, but sometimes, man, I've just been watching you touch your face, blow your nose off, whatever. But, you know, a simple hello, smile, a wave. Bow it out, you know, things like that. You know, I think that's good enough. And
you know, sometimes in church, you got to give like the right on.
During flu season, I get that too. It's like, you know, you have to shake.
I've always said this. You don't want to cough into your left hand because you're always going to be shaking with the right.
Right. I always cough into my arm.
Cough into the crook of your arm?
Yeah.
That's crazy etiquette. Your etiquette is out of control. Absolutely phenomenal etiquette. Great etiquette today by Nick, who picked up the baton late. Albie, unfortunately, his grandmother passed away. So he had to leave, go to Chicago, spend a little time with the family. Nick picked up the slack, came on in today. He had to leave an hour early because he had to go ref a basketball game, we're going to talk to him about tomorrow. What a thankless profession and job that is. Thank you very much, Whitley, who tagged in like a tag team. Her and Nick, the tagger, she came over the top rope. She finished the show today from 6 to 7. Thank you. Elena, thank you. Gianna, thank you. I would double kiss cheek everybody, but again, I've already seen tomorrow's show and you're not allowed to do that at work, so we'll go over that etiquette tomorrow. In the meantime, thank you all for listening. An awful lot of fun today. Thanks to Ahmed Fareed, Seth Everett, Robert Latall, and all of you for joining us. And the only thing I can say is thanks for listening. Sports don't build character. They reveal it.
And like that, he's gone.
You need etiquette? What?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.